Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. I hope everyone is okay. I've been under the weather. I hope, I'm sorry about last week. I couldn't do it. But I appreciate the followers and the get well soon, K's. And I appreciate all of my followers, and I really do. Thank you for keeping me in your prayers, because I pray for you all, too. I pray for people I've never met a day in my life, so you just never know. So, again, I've been out, been kind of under the weather, but I'm coming back slowly but surely. But on today, our show is going to be only an hour, because I don't want to push it too much. It's going to be only an hour. But my concern is about the blood type and for you and your family. You know, I'm quite sure there's a lot of people out there that do know whether they choose to, you know, go use the method or not. I'm not sure. But what I can tell you, I can give you the information I have, and you can just go from there and do it yourself. It says here, if you thought knowing your blood group, if you thought knowing your blood group is unimportant, think again. It works from what, you know, what type of food you're supposed to be eating, exercise that best fits your blood and your lifestyle. There's five reasons to make sure that you know your blood type. It's to determine the diet best for you. It demonstrates which exercise is best for you. Your stress reaction has a lot to do with your blood type, food you take in. And number four is which disease you are most vulnerable to. And number five, it says it reveals your gut bacteria. And also on the show this evening, we're going to have what we've known him as Rick the Car Guy. He has stepped out on faith, and he has a ride share, and the name of it is Rick the Ride Share Guy. He will also be on the show tonight. We'll be spotlighting him, showcasing him, excuse me. Like I stated earlier, the show is only going to be an hour today. I thank you all for calling in and listening. I'm just glad to be back on here to be able to talk clear enough, you know, because I was sounding real rough there, like Barry White for a minute, but but I'm so glad to be back on air, and I appreciate everything, and people still checking on me this morning. I appreciate it. Appreciate you all. Now, what I can share with you is, I myself do the blood type testing kit. What that is that you, if you don't know your blood type, I can administer the test, and you'll know in 5 minutes what your blood type is, and that's something that's very important. You know, millions of people, trillions of people are on medication for blood pressure, sugar diabetes, gout, different ailments. And I feel, and this is just my personal opinion, I feel that we need to just start reading and looking up on stuff. I'm not saying change everything, and I can understand that because it's not going to happen overnight. But put your best foot forward to the best of your ability, and, you know, just do a little bit at a time. Like, I'm O positive blood, and I was not aware that I'm not supposed to be eating, like, turnips, corn, catfish. And I know they say nobody's supposed to be eating corn because it's supposed to be just fed to the pigs, you know. So, but anyway, we have digested it, and that's just what that is. I'm not even supposed to be digesting green tea, wheat. And that's the first thing a doctor or someone doing something healthy, oh, you could drink green tea, everybody can. That's not true, because everybody is different. Your blood type is different. So now that I'm realizing, I'm changing, you know, what I can, how I can, And I thank God for Jesus. I'm not on any type of medication, blood pressure, nothing like that. I'm not going to rule for that one. But what I can tell you, I don't want to get on it either. You know, hearing some of these stories and stuff, I want to fight it as long as I can. Also, Rick the car guy, he said if you live in Houston, he can drive you local. What it is now is Rick the ride share guy is the name of this business he has getting off the ground. But if you live in Houston, he can drive you local. And so it's like if you want to, from the way he explained it to me, the gentleman wanted to come from, I want to say, Austin to Fort Worth, and he have some great rates is what he's saying. So he'll be on and he can elaborate a little bit more about it and what's going on when he come on, to give him something to talk about, and that he can really explain more so because it's his dream, it's his walk. I just sit back and just check everything out. Oh, and since I haven't been back on, I know, you know, we did our little, was that 2 Mondays ago when we did the memorial for Prince? We did that. Well, let's not forget about, you know, different people. You know, even though we don't know them, I'm not even talking about only famous people. You know, people could touch you and make a difference in your life. That's why you got to be careful on how you treat people, how you talk to people. I'm not saying put your guards down and get ran over, because some of them will take it to that point. But always remember, somebody is watching, whether it's a little kid or an adult, you know. So what I will do is I go into a little bit about Legal Shield. I am a independent contractor for Legal Shield. I reposted this morning how, you know, we have everything covered, insurance for the car, whatever, kids, you know, we got to have that, understand all that. In other words, prioritizing your business. So that way your children, you can leave a legacy for your kids, or you could teach them also. So when they become adults, you know, they won't, you know, run into the same bumps in the roads that we did. With the legal shield, what I do is we will have a lawyer on call 24/7. It's good for small businesses, individual, you know, family members, small businesses, CDLs. I can even write if you're a CDL company. If you have one, or if you just drive your own truck or what have you, I can make sure you're covered, you know, as you're traveling and everything. So get with Ms. K, 817-566-4555, and I would, you know, I would get you to the right people and, you know, get the right information to you, sign you up. And, again, with the children going off to college, they may be going, you know, anywhere. It covers your children to the age of 26. So I just want to make sure that you have a peace of mind, at least a little bit. You know, they'll be covered. And the thing about it, if you just get the family plan, that's just $20 a month. You know, it's not like it's $60, $70, $100 or what have you. The tickets and everything. I mean, you have a lawyer, 53 lawyers that they have to choose from. So I think, you know, it would give me a peace of mind. I know it would have when my kid was in college. You know, they have graduated now, but I sure would have been, you know, I would have still worried, but not as much, because you just don't know. Things happen. It's not your kids. You can raise your kid the right way, but we're not going to sit up and let nobody else's kid jump on us, on our kids or whatever. They're going to fight back. So we don't want none of that, and I hope and pray nobody will have to go through that that stupidity, because that's exactly what it is. So we want to protect our family, whether they're sitting in front of us or not. You know, and that's the same thing with knowing your blood type. If you know your blood type, you can start working a little bit on yourself and teach your youngsters. You know, they still have time. You know, they're young. You know, teach them how important it is to know. And I have diagrams and stuff and information to where you can go and you can pull up a chart and look at the chart and explain it to them and show it to them. It's nothing wrong with change. It's okay to have change in your life. You know, nothing happens overnight, you know. So I wouldn't say just be so anal retentive on it. I wouldn't, you know, I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is be mindful, you know, do a little bit. Like I said, I love catfish. I wouldn't have never thought I was supposed to be eating cod, you know. So I'm on it. I did make, you know, a little change on that. It's not going to happen overnight. I hadn't had no catfish in a minute, but it's good to know. And like corn, you know, and stuff like that, and wheat, you know, they say white bread is not good for you, you know. So I guess I'm just going to have to go to Trader Joe's and see what type of bread I can get, you know, rolls or what have you. So a lot of times when we're told, oh, this is good for you, you need to do your research. And you could have your heart still in your body, your livers, your lungs, your pancreas. You can have all your body parts. But if you don't have blood, you're not alive. So that's what makes sense to me. You know, when I went on this journey, I've always had these questions in my head, you know. But that's what I'm talking about. Let's read. And as a people, in 2010, the New York Times, they said it was a ghostwriter, yeah, wrote that if you want to keep something from black people, put it in a book because they don't read. We need to break those chains on that. We need to turn it around, you know. They already think that we don't read and we're not educated enough and et cetera. Let's make them out of a lie. Get out here and crack these books and... If there are some youngsters, if there are some elder people that don't know how to run a computer or look it up, you know, grab one of them neighbors' kids or your grandbabies. If not, then just call me, and then I walk you through it. So we just need to learn and change some things and learn how to detoxify your body. Learn how to eat the right foods to where you won't have to be digesting this medication and, you know, not enough water. People, we have to drink water. Everybody, I don't care who you are, need to get better with the water. If you have enough water in your body, it itself would detoxify to flush you out. Some people, because, you know, some people have problems with their bowels and stuff like that. I'm not talking to y'all. I'm talking about the ones who don't have anything wrong. But, you know, if you find what makes you feel good when you eat, I like to eat like the next person, but I don't eat pork, you know, haven't in over 20-something years. So I do eat beef. I've been trying the buffalo patties, and I'm sorry because my voice is trying to leave again. So I'm not hollering. I'm just hoping you hear me. Yeah, I do the buffalo patties, turkey wings and stuff like that, and it's okay to cook at home and then go out. You know, we just have to learn how to cook in the house more so now, and I think it'll cut down on a lot of stuff. At least we'll know what we're being fed, or either we eat at people's house that's like-minded, you know. So I would like, so if you have any questions about Legal Shield, nowadays people fire you, mistreat you on your job, and it's like, oh, I didn't do anything. You know, you at work all the time, but, you know, I didn't hear the stories. You know, people, you know, the boss always has something to say, or they don't treat you fairly, and, you know, you can use these lawyers for that. Let them speak for you. At $20 a month, you know, we throw away that. And we also have, along with the legal shield, I can also cover you with the ID theft protection. I can do that. And when I tell you, I'd fill out an application at a store, and they hurry up and hit me on my email. You know, are you aware that someone is using your social security number, gave the location and everything, and that's just $9.95 more. So $30, and that protects your family and everybody. But let's put some protection on our children. I don't have $75,000 to put down to get my child out of trouble, or not saying they do, and I don't wish nobody child get in trouble. But we got to be ready for the unknown. And that's just how it is. We have to. If you feel like that you are getting ready to sign a contract and you just want a second opinion, let fresh eyes look over the document. That's what Legal Shield is for when you become a member. If you want a living will, and I stress that, please get a living will. Get a will, period. Get both of them. And we cover you on that because we don't want to wait until the last minute. And I'm covered, and I had to think about it. You know, that would be devastated, you know, when God take me home to my sons. You know, or I shouldn't, if I can ease their pain, then I will. So that's why I went ahead and got everything done. That way there'll be less thing they have to worry about or think about. They can focus on, you know, each other, you know, being there for one another and burying me, whatever they need to do. But, yes, that's what the will is for. In my living will, I've already said I don't want to be hooked up to a machine. You know, I don't. And that's just it. If I'm not okay, and if God don't tell you, hey, you're going to be all right, unhook me. Because they still have to live, too. I'm just very anxious, and I'm happy to have even come across such a program. I sit back and I open my material every night, and I just, you know, educate myself about the laws and different states, and I can cover you out of state. You don't have to only be in Texas. I can still cover you. Give me a call at area code 817-566-4555. Now, if there's anyone out there that's going through that, I don't know if this is my baby thing, yeah, call me. I will get the job done for you. It's not free, I'm telling you now. It's not free. It's not even free downtown. So I said that to say this. Get in touch with me. I do DNA testing, ancestry testing, immigration. I do blood and alcohol. I do alcohol testing, drug testing, hair follicle. Whatever company is out there listening and they need to hire someone that's going to be in the area instead of, you know, someone just rolling in from out of town, because people can come from anywhere. You know, I'm here in Fort Worth. I am mobile, and I can get the job done professionally. So I go back to, let's talk about Mother's Day yesterday. To me, every day is Mother's Day. But, yes, I saw a lot of beautiful mothers out there. Everybody out paired up with them and, you know, different things like that, and I just sit back and I just thank God for Jesus. So when it all boils down and come to where it needs to be, that's gonna be the key to everything. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go on and play some music right quick, and I'll come right back to you.
Yeah.
All right, then. We're back. We're back. That's, I believe, by sound of blackness. And we have to believe in ourselves because, you know, some of us know that everybody is not going to be on the same page with you. You're growing, and they may be growing a different way. Please don't be upset if the people you deem as friends and real close family members don't see, you know, what you're about or what you're trying to do. Don't be discouraged. Just keep your head up. Believe me, it's lonely at the top. Sometimes you have to just change in the game and make yourself happy. Put God first. Follow the book as best you can. Live your life like it's golden. And believe me, you won't have no regrets. So it's 34 after the hour. This is going to be an hour-long show today. my voice trying to go. But look, I'm going to play another song, and I'll be right back with you.
Blackness. Keep on. Hear my people cry. Yeah. Now they questioning your decision.
What?
Failing to see your wisdom and turning against religion.
No.
Shunning me as a Christian and falling into a system that's only designed to twist them and turn them all into victims. Crying out in the distance and praying for you to listen. Unworthy of all your mercies for calling out for assistance. Even before existence, he knew you would need repentance. Begging for intervention and seeking for his deliverance. Some of us be forgetting. No true word has been written. The proof it couldn't be hidden. The mighty king is arisen. They didn't say he didn't. But who do you think you're getting? This water is for the living. Drinking, receive a cleansing.
Yeah.
Sick of living for sinners. Repenting, only repenting. Surely better than spending eternity unforgiving. Lord, this is the ending. Now welcome the new beginning. This living is for the world. It's for surely heaven is pending. Even at times when I'm lost and astray,
yeah.
I know that God's navigation is showing
the way.
He woke me up, he let me breathe, and he gave me the day.
Today.
He gives us hope for our tomorrow when Jesus
Lord,
to pray.
I can hear my people cry.
I see the struggle in their eyes and the pain and the love to be grown wise. I'ma see my people cry. Show that the Savior gon' rise, cause he told me the flesh is gon' die. I'ma see my people cry, cry, cry. Lord, I can hear my people cry. Crap.
Try to showcase as many people as I can. But anyway, we have someone online that's been waiting patiently. Go over to 6893. Go to show two. Hello?
Yo, what's going on, Miss K? What's happening?
Hey, how you doing?
You know, we doing all right, representing, listening to the show, doing it big, man. I know your voice been messing with you, but we ain't going to let the devil get the victory. We ain't going to let him get the victory, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, you know what I'm saying? So, but I'm glad you're on, and we back up, and it's been a trying few weeks for myself, and I know a couple of weeks for you, and but we
yeah.
Back in check, man. The Bomb Radio Network in the building, but we back up, and the Answers You Show is going hard as ever, you know, and I really wanted to commend you on the information you were giving earlier about Legal Shield and about having wills and all that kind of stuff like that. And I'll be the first to say, you know, that I fought myself, and I definitely have to get with you here soon. And I pray God sustain me until I can, you know, even after that, I hope He sustain me. But anyway, He sustained me, you know, until I can get that from you, because I do know how important it is, because tomorrow's never promised, the next moment is never promised, so we really have to get on it, you
yeah.
know, we think we have tomorrow, and sometimes we really don't, so you leave your family here to wrestle with the things that you didn't have in order, you know, and like I said, I fought myself as well, you know what I'm saying? I mean, right now, I don't have any, but I know we talked about it, and I definitely got to get in that Legal Shield with you, and we'll start working on all that stuff, the will and everything, because that's very important, like you said, you know, and we'll get to do all this other stuff that we don't have to do, and you know, and start doing all this other, you know, and neglect the stuff that we really need to do for our families, you know. So I'll be the first one to say that I fought myself, and I really got to get on the ball with that. So, but I commend you for hanging in there and keep on pressing and, you know, and doing what you're doing with this good information as far as, you know, eating right and water and, I mean, just all the great stuff, you know, that you're talking about as far as just having a healthy
mm-hmm.
lifestyle, you know.
Right.
And you're doing so much. Yeah, doing so much with DNA and, you know, I really, I mean, and drug testing and all this stuff. And I was finna say that I really want to just put out there that all the businesses that use that service of drug testing, I think it's a good thing, you know, and I think it's something to think about, even take back to your boss if you're not the manager, to have somebody that's mobile. You know, I mean, you can have somebody to come to you. If you know you're hiring somebody, you can have your services right there at their front door, you know, so when that person comes in, he don't have to go nowhere. You can just say, hey, go to the restroom, use it in this cup. When you come out, we're going to know if we want you or not. You know, we don't have to wait no 30 minutes, no hour, nothing like that, you know. So I think that service there is really really ahead of its time, you know. But we definitely want to make sure we do push that for these businesses, especially, you know, we're pushing these black businesses, and so especially those that hire people and that need that service, you know. So I think that would be a great service. You don't have to look nowhere. You don't have to go nowhere. They don't have to waste no gas, none of that. Just say, okay, we need you up here at 2 o'clock. She'll be there at 2 o'clock for you and make sure that you get what you need to have for your new hire or whatever, you know. And plus, it's more, I'm pretty sure it's less expensive than you would go to this meat, whatever, the other clinics and all that stuff anyway. So but you have great information, and, I mean, I want to wish you a happy belated Mother's Day. I know I wish your mother a happy Mother's Day, but like you said, every day is Mother's Day. And, you know, and I learned from Pastor Chris yesterday that, you know, that our women, our black women, you know, really, they're the creations of the world. You know, when Adam and Eve, you're talking about Adam and Eve. Eve was black. You know, Eve was a black lady. And I think she was dark, you know, black, like, you know, how we talk black, but she was black. She was dark-skinned, you know, which means that our black women are the mothers of this earth. They the one who, when they say be fruitful and multiply, they was talking to the black people. You know, and that's how we can create so many different, textures of black, you know. You got your from your darkest dark to your lightest light black person. You know, you got your what's my boy name? Your Wesley Snipes, and you get all the way up to your Colin Powells, you know what I'm saying? So but as far as women, we have to understand, brothers, and even the women ourselves, that I think we talked about that earlier, that they have to realize that they are queens and they are somebody, you know, and you don't have to be twerking. You don't have to be out here, you know, giving yourself up or selling yourself short and selling out to some brother that really don't know your worth. But at the same time, like, you know, Kay was saying earlier, that you have to know your worth. You know, so once you know your worth, he'll respect your worth. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't, he don't care. Like, you know, he'll go as far as you let him go. You know, that goes as far as, you know, having other sex with other dudes, with, you know, all that type of stuff. You know, whatever it may be that they're, you know, go out there and work for money, whatever it may be. So you have to really know your worth and what you won't allow somebody to do to you. And but know that you are the mothers of this earth, first of all, and that you are a queen. You know, so and don't let nobody say you know wolf tickets and say that you're not and try to make it seem like this, that, and other. But you are a queen, and you have to hold yourself up as a queen. You know, you have to, you know, carry yourself as that. So, you know, and but I mean the information that you're giving Miss K is really great. You know what I'm saying? We always love to answer you because, like I said, the show is explanatory for those who listen. You know, the answer is you. So whatever it is, I mean, if it's DNA, if it's health, if it's, you know, will, if it's no matter what it is that Miss K is offering, the answer is you. You are the answer to that question. No matter what it is, you know what I'm saying? You are the answer. So the show has a awesome title, and she does awesome work. And just to let you know how we support black businesses, and right now I'm out here at the Chosen Vessel Cathedral with one of our sisters from the network, Sister Angela Williams. They're doing their scalp and hair treatment seminars out here today from 6:30 to 7:30. I'm finna get ready to head on in now, but we're doing that out here, so we are live on location, if you want to say that. You know, and but they're doing their thing on the inside, and they had it set up real nice over here at Chosen Vessel, so hoping to get some more people to come through, and here it's free, so if you're out there listening and you want to come out, man, it's a free event, and we just got to start really getting out and start supporting our people, man, and that's something I have to also beat myself up about, too, is getting out, making sure that I try to support more, and because, like I say, it's only so many as much we can do, but try to do as best you can, and like I said, you're doing a great job, Miss K, and I hope you feel better. You know, I hope you'll recover. I have no doubt.
Oh yeah.
And just keep on doing your thing. You're doing an awesome job, and you know, we love to have you on the network, and hopefully we can get some more brothers and sisters on this network. We're looking to have Legacy Network come aboard. Hopefully looking to have, you know, a comedian come on, get him a show on it as well as probably off the chest. I'm not sure if we're gonna do if they were gonna do a show or not, but we're really looking to expand the show. And I know you had a couple of people as well that might wanted to actually get into the show. I know that a while ago, but if we do, we can try to go ahead and get that going so we can expand our network and get this word out, you know. So, but I think you're doing an awesome job, and I just want to let you know that, and just keep doing your thing. And I'm gonna get in here and holler at Miss Angela and her family out here with Air out here, Chosen Vessel, and it's 4650 Campus Drive, I think is what it is. But anyway, we are in in Funky Town, man. The City of Worth is what I call it. You know, representing, supporting our black businesses. So y'all get out and try to do what you can. We're not having a Black Wall Street this month as well. We're canceling Black Wall Street for this month. We're gonna kick back up next month when Romales, he'll be launching Legacy Network as well, June 19th. Which is a Sunday. We'll also be representing, you know, Juneteenth and stuff that's coming up as well. The Sickle Cell World Sickle Cell Day and Juneteenth celebration at the Water Gardens and all that kind of great stuff. So we'll be putting all that together. But we got some other things, man, that we're working on. So if you're a black business, we definitely need your help. We're getting ready to launch the actual Black Wall Street Marketplace. We have a spot for it now where black businesses can come out, and I'll tell you more about that as well. Here's Charlie, you know, but we definitely got that coming. The location is at Stop 6, Texas, and man, thank Pastor Chris for we'll be talking to him hopefully Wednesday about the use of his his land, and it's not a lot of land, but it's enough to where we can get some black people up there, and hopefully get some movement of some black businesses, the ones that those don't have a mortar business. You know, you can come out and set up. Do it kind of garage. I want to say garage sale style, but you know, vendor style, outside vendor style, if anything. So we are definitely looking for vendors, black vendors, no matter what it is.
Not people doing a garage sale. Not that. It's product.
No.
Your business.
You're right. Yeah, we definitely want people that have some great, you know, some product. Any product that you know or you feel like you just don't have nowhere to go, you know. I went to a young lady and got some cake from her, and I actually had to go to what's the coffee place?
Starbucks.
Oh shoot. Yeah, I had to go to Starbucks and meet her. Yeah, I had to meet her at Starbucks, you know. So my thing is really trying to find a way to get a place where we can find our black businesses and know, hey, why, let me go to the marketplace, go get my hair, my soap, some clothing, whatever it may be, makeup, you know, haircut, whatever it may be that we can offer at the Black Wall Street Marketplace, we will be doing that. And hopefully we can keep that off in August. We're looking to try to set that up in August to kind of set it up. And hopefully we just need to get our black businesses aboard first. So. I also want to advise those who's listening, if it's on archives, go to signup.legacynetwork.biz as well. Signup.legacynetwork.biz and sign your business up and let them know, hey, you know, Lico or either K, where you heard it from. It don't matter, Miss K. Let them know who referred you, and which is not a big deal, but we just want you to get signed up so we can start letting our black business shine a little bit more, you know. And we got a lot of things coming up, Miss K. And, so, you know, we'll be on it. But I'm just so glad you're doing your thing and proud of you. And man, I saw you on your pictures with your son yesterday, and man, y'all look so nice on your pictures, man. You know, and so y'all look real happy and everything. So, but just like the happy Mother's Day.
Lord is first.
Yeah. So he's great. He's awesome. And you know, just much blessing to everybody listening to the show. And stay tuned. You know, Miss K always got something going. So. Let's see what's up. So we thank God for you, Miss K. Y'all definitely stay tuned. Stay tuned. Miss K got it going on. And I'm gonna step in here and I'll holler at you if you're still on by the time I come out. I'll be hollering at you, all right?
Thank you.
What'd you say?
I say we just gonna be on an hour today. I didn't wanna push it. So
I got you. I understand. Okay, well if I don't get back with you, like I say, we out here live supporting our black businesses along with at the Miss K show. So you know, the answer is you show. We out of here.
All right. Thank you, brother.
You're welcome, sister. God bless you. We talk to you later.
All right then. Same to you. Be careful.
All right, you too.
All right. All right, that's Mr. Lico Angelico Mac. Call him Lico Mac. So I'm going to go into a song. We got 15 more minutes, and then we'll be off the air. So let me play one more song. This gentleman, it goes by Living Water. Living Water. Excuse me, not what it is. It's called World's Cry.
My weakest crying after tossing and turning and
A clear black night, a clear white moon. Warmer G was on the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the E, so I can get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked the left on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped off the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some dice, so I said, I'm pissed up.
These girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some, you know, only tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking more as well. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up, and they all around. Can't let them see him if they going straight down for pound. They want to come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got nuts in my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly. Let me contemplate. I glance in the cut, and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip, and one in the Nate Dogg is about to make somebody turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. I let my bag explode. Now I'm switching my mind back into your mode. If you won't skirt, sit back and observe. I just slept a gang of boys over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks, and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E-N-E, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. But Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something help. One of them names was last name. I said, ooh, I like your sister. She said, my chorus broke down, and just sing real nice with your let me ride. I got a car full of girls, and it's going real swell.
TV the other day, and I just keep having to see this chick. She's always on all these rap guys' video with her jiggles out.
I don't understand this. First, she's with the brothers, then she's with the others. Right. You don't know what you want to be. So next time she jumps the fence, I'm having my dog bite her in the ass.
No. You gotta compare him to a Neapolitan ice cream.
Yeah. Y'all ready for this?
Okay, we got 1 minute and 25 seconds. I want to say thank you all for calling in, and thank you for the get wells. Love all of you all. I'm going to go ahead and end the show, and peace be with you all. do something nice for someone and put God first until next week.